Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you principles from the Word of God of what to do when it looks like things aren't working. We talked about you need to look to your source as God. God is your total source. Rely on the covenant that you have with Him. God's a covenant-keeping God, and He's going to perform the word of His covenant. Be submissive unto God. You can't walk in your own way and think that He's going to move. You got to be submissive unto Him. Walk in the fear of the Lord. Have the reverential respect and awe of God. Never blame God. Don't blame God. He's not holding anything back. If God be for you, who can be against you? Don't fall for the sovereignty of God lie that God can do whatever He wants because He's independent authority. That's not true. God is going to perform His Word. When you do the Word of God on what you're to do, you can expect and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's going to perform it for you in your life. Next, ask for wisdom. Be sure you get wisdom so you understand what's going on. Get in the Word of God. Put on the armor of God, the Word in your mind, the Word in your heart, the Word in your mouth, the Word directing your steps. Maintain trust in the Lord at all times. Don't ever draw back into mistrust. Rejoice continually. And you know the enemy's going to come to try to take the Word out of your heart. He's going to come with temptations. Rejoice. Not in what the enemy's doing, not in the circumstances, but in what the Lord is doing in the situation as you're speaking forth the Word. Overcome any areas of sin. You can't have any bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, retaliatory attitudes. You've got to deal with areas of sin. Deal with the rebellion. Deal with the stubbornness. Deal with those areas. And walk in love at all times in your life. We talked about how we need to pray accurately. God wants you to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Make your legal demand by returning the Word to Him. Praying the Word, not the problem. And believing that you take hold of the promise, that's the way you scripturally receive, believe you take hold, it's the Greek word lambano, meaning to take hold, and do it with thanksgiving, and pray without ceasing until the job is accomplished. We also talked about not only praying with our understanding accurately, but praying with our spirit according to the will of God as we pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you're praying with your spirit. Remember 1 Corinthians 14:14, that when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, my understanding is unfruitful. You don't know what you're praying. And what's happening? The Holy Spirit is interceding through you according to the will of God. The language you're praying is from the Holy Spirit. You don't even know what you're praying. It's not important you know what you're praying, because what you're praying is released from the Holy Spirit, and He knows everything. We don't have to bring God down to our level of knowledge. We can release Him at His level of knowledge, and He knows all things. That's the power of praying with our spirit in tongues. Take authority over the enemy. You've got to take dominion over the enemy. You've got to cast out those spirits. Bind and loose the enemy. Cast them down. Resist him steadfast. Speak to those mountains. Apply whatever area of authority it is to whatever situation you're dealing with, and drive the enemies out until they're gone. Use the name of Jesus. The name is the name above every name. It brings into operation the high priestly ministry of Jesus. And as you're doing it, pursue the enemy. Overtake. Recover all. Drive all the enemies out. And don't leave any of them remain. You've got to clean house on every effect of Satan in your life. And you need to know the enemy's tactics. Remember how Satan tries to get a place in our life. We're to know his enemy's tactics. We're not to give place to him. We're not to be ignorant of his devices. War, good warfare. Fight that good fight of faith. You are in a spiritual warfare with spiritual enemies. And so you're going to come against them. You're going to fast and pray. Fasting helps to release spiritual power out of you. It doesn't change God. Doesn't give you more authority over the devil. God's the same, and you already have authority over the devil. Fasting changes you, and it helps to release spiritual power as you pray, to loose the bands of wickedness, and to bring forth the breaking of the yoke of bondage in your life. Also, we talked about how you pray and you speak God's word, and the angels will go into operation. The angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation. You put those angels to work as you pray the word of God. They will hearken to the voice of the word. And Jesus said, I could pray to my Father and he'd give me all these 12 legions of angels. Well, God will send the angels to minister to your need in your life. We talked about at the end of the last broadcast about how we are to take hold of the mercy of God and find grace as we operate by faith. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Take hold of God's mercy. It's available to you. And find grace to help in your time of need. We also must examine ourselves if we're in faith. You got to be in the faith. Examine yourself. Are you operating in faith? If you're operating in faith, you're speaking the word. And you need to learn to work your faith. Work your faith by acting on God's word. Doing what the word says releases your faith. And remember about confessing the word. That's where we were when we ended up. The Bible talks about how we are to hold fast our confession in Hebrews 4:14. Continually speaking the word. Continually confessing the word. Romans 10:10 talks about with our heart we believe unto righteousness. That's where the word's written in our heart. But then with our mouth, confession is made unto salvation in our life. We're going to have to confess God's word, and it's going to bring forth a salvation, the victory of God, the promise of God in our life as you do what the word says consistently. Also, you need to know and expect that the release of the power of God is going to come forth in your life. In Hebrews chapter 1, speaking of Jesus, it talks about how he was upholding all things in his life by the word of his power. The word is the word rhema, power is the word dunamis, and it says he was upholding all things by the spoken word of his miraculous ability. You've got to realize that God's word has the ability of God within it, and as you speak forth his word, you are releasing the miraculous ability of God, and God is going to perform that word in your life. Keep confessing the word. Keep speaking forth the word of God. Don't ever draw back from speaking the word. Keep praying that word and know it's releasing the power of God to overcome the enemy. Another principle, maintain hope at all times. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And hope is the anchor of your soul. That means to have a confident expectancy. You're to maintain hope or a confident expectancy. Don't let the devil get you into hopelessness, discouragement. Those are tricks of the devil, and they're going to stop the production of your faith if you allow him to do that. Thanksgiving is important as well. When you're operating your faith, the Bible says we're in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, that we're to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. With thanksgiving, you make your legal demands. The word request is aiteo, meaning a legal demand. You pray the word with thanksgiving. And what's going to happen? The peace of God that passes all understanding is going to guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You see, when you're praying, you should have peace. If you lose your peace, then you probably got your eyes on the circumstances and you got your eyes off of the Lord. You've got to maintain that peace, and that's going to happen because you're praying the Word of God. And you're going to learn to watch your mind and watch your words. You know, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Don't go around confessing negatives. Don't go around confessing things aren't working. Don't go around confessing what the enemy's doing. Too many people speak forth their problem or speak forth what they feel and what the enemy's doing. That is going to hinder your faith from overcoming in that situation. And also, watch your mind. Philippians 4:8 talks about thinking on good things. And in 2 Corinthians 10:5, the Bible talks about how we're to cast down the imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we're to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bring into captivity every thought. It is important that you learn to take your thoughts captive. If you keep giving place to the devil in your mind, it's going to affect your faith because it will get into your heart. You've got to watch your mind, because remember, God's word is written in your heart and in your mind, and you've got to keep a spiritual mind. Remember, a carnal mind after the flesh, after the way you feel, and the voice of the flesh is your feelings. If you keep on responding according to what you feel, the way things look, that's a carnal mind, and that produces death. While a spiritual mind, a word-ruled mind, one that keeps speaking the word, thinking on the word, is life and peace, praise God. So you got to get your mind thinking on the truth. And what goes along with that is you need a righteousness consciousness. You need to realize that you're the righteousness of God and that God is bringing forth a manifestation of your rights and privileges. Maintain a righteousness consciousness, not a sin consciousness. A sin consciousness is a failure consciousness, and it will hinder you from receiving from the Lord. Maintain a victory consciousness. You know, God's made you more than a conqueror. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says He gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14, He always causes the triumph in all things in Christ. Have a victory confidence and maintain a righteousness consciousness before the Lord. We're going to have victory. We're going to overcome. We're more than a conqueror. We're going to keep speaking the word. We have confidence in prayer that God is responding. Praise God. In 1 John 5:14-15, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know He hears us whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we desired of Him. In this verse, ask, used twice, also the word petitions and desired are all this Greek word aiteo, meaning make a legal demand by returning the word. And it literally says this, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we make a legal demand by returning the word of anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know He hears us, whatsoever we legally demand, we know we have the legal demands we legally demanded of Him. Praise God, when you speak the word, you can have absolute confidence that because you prayed according to the will of God, you know He hears you, and you know He's bringing forth the victory. And you must maintain confidence in the Lord. Otherwise, if you draw back when it looks like things aren't working, you're going to draw back out of faith in your life. Another principle is don't fear. God says, fear not, over and over. Fear will hinder you from possessing your promise. Don't doubt. Remember when you're speaking to the mountain, Mark 11:23. If you doubt in your heart, you won't be able to move the mountain. But if you don't have doubt, then you'll be able to maintain faith. Can't be double-minded either. The Bible says, let not the man who's double-minded, who's unstable in all of his ways, let not him think that he's going to be able to receive anything of the Lord. Do not ever allow doubt to get into you. And don't faint. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. Remember, whatever you're sowing, you're going to reap in due season if you faint not. Don't walk in the flesh, walk in the Spirit. Maintain that walk in the Spirit, praying the Word, speaking the Word, taking dominion over the enemy. Keep your words in line with His. Keep your mind thinking on the truth. And don't let the enemy have place through fear or doubt or feigning or any kind of deception. And you're going to see God bring forth a victory in your life. We'll be talking more on the next broadcast. See you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.